Now, we all know payment platforms and fees are necessary evils, but what if there was a payment platform using their powers for good? Well, one Aussie startup is doing just that. ArtsPay is a payment platform that launched late last year, and ArtsPay is using a percentage of their payment processing fees for funding the arts. Isn't that awesome? Well, look, joining us this morning is one of the co-founders, Alistair Webster. Alistair, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Lily. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, my goodness. No, thanks for joining us. Now, tell us, how did the idea come about?
Well, I think your listeners would all know the impact that the pandemic's had on the arts and cultural sectors across Australia. And during one of the lockdowns last year and the year before, myself and two of my friends decided we wanted to do something about it. So we set about building ArtsPay.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, it's a really big leap from like just chatting with a couple of friends to then building an awesome payment platform. Like, what are the skill sets that you and your co-founders brought together?
We've got very diverse backgrounds. Lara is an artist, a practicing artist. She also runs a small arts organization. Mark has a background in ticketing and payments, so he brought that technical knowledge. And my background's in public policy, but I've worked a lot in the not-for-profit and philanthropic sectors. So we came together. We thought we had a diverse background to do something to tackle what really is a chronic underfunding of the arts. And then we set about working with a big global payment company called Fiserv. They loved our idea, brought us on board. And so they're supporting us in partnership to deliver the payment fees the payment services, and then the fees will go into our foundation called the ArtsPay Foundation and back into the arts ecosystem.
What's been the response from the arts sector?
Well, the arts sector is thrilled, obviously, that there's going to be a new funding source for the arts, and one that's really targeted at the gaps in the current funding landscape. So the ArtsPay Foundation will be supporting independent artists and small arts organisations, those with a turnover of less than $1 million. So these are the organisations and individuals that are currently missing out on the big government and philanthropic funding pie, and where a really small amount can have a really big impact. So that's where we'll be directing our funding.
Yeah, it's often those grassroots programs and organizations that if they're not there, they don't then shoot off the larger, longer careers for artists.
Exactly.
Now, when we talk about arts, I mean, I'm a visual arts lover, but it's arts across the spectrum, isn't it?
It is arts across the spectrum, that's right. And it'll be across the country as well. But as I said, targeted really to that small end of town.
What type of businesses have gotten on board as clients? Is it big and small?
The response has been fantastic for the business community, because every single business needs a payment platform. And right now there's a choice between really the big four banks or a handful of US-based Silicon Valley companies, all of which operate entirely for profit. So now those businesses have a choice to do something good with the fees that they're already paying. So at no cost to them or to their customers, they can now be supporters of the arts. And so it's a really wide variation of businesses that are choosing ArtsPay. Obviously, arts organisations themselves, also what we call arts-aligned or arts-adjacent sectors like bookstores, music stores, fashion and hospitality. But really, any business can use ArtsPay, any business that accepts cards either in-store or online. We've got plumbing businesses, we've got plant stores using us, and, both small, medium and large businesses can also use ArtsPay. So we hope it'll be a really attractive proposition for businesses right across the spectrum. And of course, the more businesses that join ArtsPay, the more funding we'll have to deliver back into the arts.
Alistair, one last question before I let you go. When do you expect to be able to see either your first round of funding or your first round of projects getting up off the ground?
We'll be launching the ArtsPay Foundation before the end of this year. We're obviously focused on bringing businesses on board, but we'll have some more to say about that before the end of the year.
Oh, awesome. Well, look, congratulations. It's such a wonderful initiative. And obviously here at 2SER, we are big arts supporters. So we are right behind you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Alistair.
Thanks, Lily.